With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the six man bringing the sound of the dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Okay. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom bap. Neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of chimps. We here to put this whole thing in the clip and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Yeah.
Oh. Thank you. Got your penny soaking wet. See your heart don't race, your mind ain't running. And like a trilogy, I wanna keep you coming. I got all of that lingo, I got all of that wordplay. Feel me all in your cranium, tingling in your vertebrae.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that groaning, sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nate D. Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Seed?
Oh,
tonight we are really focusing on that groaning, sex, that R&B that you love.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get into some hip-hop a little later. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we got to set it up for our special guest tonight. Our special guest is none other than Raheem Devon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For the ladies. You know what I mean? So you know what, Nate? I'm going to step out of that interview. I'm going to let you know. That's going to be the ladies' room. Y'all do what y'all do it there with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to step out. You know. you know. But yeah, Raheem Jamal will be on the check-in a little bit later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been up though, Nate? What's up?
Nothing, chilling, you know, getting through the week, grinding, another Saturday.
Yeah.
A couple of things happened this week, though, you know what I'm saying?
What happened?
Well, I don't know if you heard that your man, Wyclef, you know, dropped a book, yeah?
Yeah. He was talking
book.
About Lauren, right? He was talking crazy, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, really? I mean, are you just going to just beat it for the rest of your life like that? You're just going to keep bringing that up, huh? I don't understand. Like,
he
what's
loved
your point,
it,
kid?
He had loved it, huh?
Stop talking about her already. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought that was my kid. Well, it wasn't, homie. All right?
Yeah.
Talking about she wasn't my muse no more. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Get him, man.
My muse no more. Are you serious? Yeah. Every chick in the world is like, son, you serious? You wrote a book now? Really? Are you really? Get enough. Get over yourself.
But you know what? It's the quest for relevancy, you know. Unfortunately, that seems to be what's going on. And he shouldn't even have to be doing nothing like that to stay quote-unquote relevant. You know,
that's why I clapped, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him, though. You know, we love him. Six Man Radio, but come on, brother. You're making us look bad,
speak
brother.
For yourself.
Stop, brother.
Stop, brother. You just speak for yourself on that. No, see, I don't love you, homie. I'm sorry. Because you really, like, moving kind of grimy. I don't really like it. Especially if you repping my people. I don't move like that. I don't dig you, homie. I don't dig you at all.
You gotta hit him with it, right? You gotta hit him with it.
Yeah, you know? I don't dig you at all, kid. You are a satan. Yeah, I said it. Call my Haitian master. You know what that means. Son, you the devil, kid. Can't fuck with you.
Oh, man. Wow.
Can't fuck with you.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Anyway.
You heard it here first. Listen, we don't bite our tongue. You heard?
Mm-hmm. Hold up.
And being that my co-host is also my family, and she riding, I'm riding with her.
That's right.
I'm riding with her.
Right.
Fuck that. So bring the beat back. Damn it. You know what I'm saying? What else happened?
I don't know. Let's see what else happened this week. Besides that
bullshit.
Monstrosity.
A lot of bullshit happened this week, man.
There's a whole lot of stuff, you know, with the presidency. I don't know if you vote. You vote, see? You go out and vote?
Yeah, I do. And
you know,
I ain't gonna
some people don't believe in voting.
I voted for Obama last time because he was black.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I could
say
less
to be part of that
honestly,
history.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't really trust any of them anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
My job is being outsourced. Everything that I see him talking on, he has not addressed outsourcing once. The shit that I see. You know what I'm saying? And this is the reality. You know, you created jobs, but meanwhile, jobs are being sent over now. In his defense, people are telling me, they like, nah, you know, he's trying. But come on, brother. Come on, brother. I'm about to lose my job, brother. You know, understand what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even want that job. I can't possibly think that I could even undo.
You know what I'm saying? It's the principle that I don't have the opportunity to leave on my terms. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's being given. My job is being given to someone who doesn't even live here.
That's crazy.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Like, they training them and all that. You know what I'm saying? But that's going to be another show. Yeah, and I ain't talking about the feather Indians. I'm talking about the red dot on the forehead Indians.
Yeah, like India, okay?
India. They coming, man. Heard up.
Damn, that's unfortunate.
It's all good. What we're going to do, we're going to get into a little bit of Raheem DeBon's records, because dude is super, dude is crazy.
He's fabulous. He's just, my goodness. My goodness. I'm lost for words sometimes. It's like, what are you singing about now? Oh, He just moved on every front, not just for the ladies. I mean, yeah, he's a crooner, and he goes in on the bedroom and the things like that that the ladies want to hear, but he definitely sings about social issues and uplifting the community. He's really a dope brother, and I was so happy that he's coming on the show tonight. I really, you know, I don't even know what to say. I'm really thankful. You know, that's all I can say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
I already know,
man. Six Man Radio. You know, what it up? Matter of fact, let's get into the record. Let's just get into the record.
Dope.
And after the records, we just going, you know, I'm going to step out of this. I'm out of this. I'm out of this one day. You know what I'm saying? You got this one, man.
I know that you play some music, and the lady went crazy. Come on now.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
All right.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get to Raheem Devon. You know what? Raheem Devon, guess who loves you more?
Word on the street is you gave him his walking papers, and well, I want to be the man that my daddy raised me to be. My mama taught me to be. See, baby.
Guess who loves you more? Love, guess who loves you more?
Love to break up on. Honestly, God, I think I've made truth. What you gon' do when the gun is pointed at you?
Like
I witness the blues. How can you ignore it? It's easy to fight it. A trap house, a liquor store. And your city's got it. And my city's got it. And they city's got it. This world is chaotic. And love is symbolic. So life don't get cherished. And our babies perish. And your babies perish. Now tell me who's careless. Now who should I pray to? And what should I pray for? You can't pray to preacher for your redemption. I know where we're headed. I already read it. The good book done said it.
Like a cowboy bleeding, we just
live like a bulletproof.
Six Man Radio. It's your girl, Nadine, and we're back. I have an exclusive interview, my one-on-one, with tonight's special guest, Raheem Devon, y'all. Say what's up to the people, Raheem.
What's going on, 007? The seventh man is now in the building on
Six Man Radio. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you so much for coming on the show. My host and I, The Bad Seed, this show is used as a platform just so everyone could know, like, all the fantastic music, not just what's on the radio. And I think you have a very good idea of what I'm speaking of because you also host your own radio show as well.
I sure do. I sure do.
On Sundays from 7 to 9. I'm very happy to hear that. I'm very happy to hear that. So what are some of the things that you play on your show?
I mean, we play any and everything. You know, we try to make the playlist unique, but we also play, you know, we play stuff, I guess, that's in, you know, in your top 40, rhythmic, pop, whatever as well. But we definitely mix it up, you know, some overseas looks, a lot of underground hip-hop, a lot of blogger hip-hop, you know, artists like my artist Phil Ide, for example, or you know, Rocky Fresh, you know, ASAP Rocky. You know what I mean? Anything, you know, that I feel like, you know, or that we feel like collectively is dope over at Bliss, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna play it, you know?
Yeah, that's excellent. That's excellent. So let me try to start from the beginning a little bit. I first was introduced to you by actually someone that was flirting with me, and I was seeing someone, and he played me Guess Who Loves You More. And I was like, who is this guy, right? He's like, it's Raheem Devon. You need to get up on that, right? So the minute I heard the song, I was in love with your voice, just in love with you in general. And once I obtained the love experience, I'm like, this is one of the dopest artists of the era right now, because you did remind me off the back, like, of Marvin Gaye, because of just the way you layer your music and your songs, all the different sounds that just come together. It's just incredible. So I guess let's start from the beginning. I read your Wikipedia where you work in Tower Records and also performing on the D.C. circuit. By the way, y'all, he's from D.C. So let's just start from there. Like, you were working the circuit and just really grinding. And you know, what made you even know that you wanted to be a singer?
First and foremost, I'm originally from Jersey. I was born in Jersey. I was born in Orange, New Jersey.
Right.
I spent like the summers in Jersey with my dad, and spent you know, school semesters with my mom. You know what I mean? So I, you know, pretty diverse background. You know what I'm saying? My mom kind of middle class suburban, and my father's the same, but he was like, you know, he lives in the inner city and that type of thing. So, you know, for the time he stayed in Jersey, but I just always was just kind of, even from a young age, consumed by music. You know, my father's a retired musician, jazz celloist, went by the name of Abdul Wadu. He even, you know, released his own music independently, you know, back in the day. And, I think music always kind of been my calling. And once I left, you know, once I graduated from high school, you know, that's when I really started to pursue it, or kind of find myself, or decided something I wanted to do.
Well, I'm definitely thankful because you are definitely part of this program that I'm doing to obtain my baby, you know. I'm like, let's put some baby music on, you know. And Raheem Devon is definitely on top of the list. But from there, I guess we could say that you just ran the gauntlet and grinding on the streets, mixtapes, doing your promotions and everything like that. What are some of the who are some of the people that, you know, basically along the way that really uplifted you and helped you get into your plan of being this fabulous R&B singer and signed to the major labels?
I've always been a fan of the hip hop movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always watched and kind of use, like, what you know, rappers did as far as branding themselves to brand myself, you know what I mean? So back far as early as 2000, 2002, I was, you know, making my own mixtapes. I was making my own independent music, and, you know, kind of putting it out hand-to-hand. you know, I'm a big fan of the West Coast movement as far as, you know, the way they just always went out to trump their music independently, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. that type of thing. So I just kind of just adopted that format for myself, you know, in the D.C. area, you know, mm-hmm. and that's kind of where people, you know, they know me from being on the train, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, with the NASDAQ and, you know what I'm saying, or hitting the poetry spots or venues that we had at the time where I could, mm-hmm. you know, expose people to my music. I figured out early in my career that, like, you know, even going out and singing at open mics and whatnot, is that if people gravitate to your music, to your sound, like, they want to take you home with them ultimately. Like, so you got to have something, you know what I'm saying, on your person at all times to give to people what they want, you know what I mean, so people can remember you, people can go tell other people, burn the CDs and whatnot. You know what I mean? So that it was important, like, it was major, you know what I'm saying, to make happen. And I feel like I really set the tone, the blueprint for a lot of the stuff that's happening now, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, artists, you know, 50 Cent single-handedly probably created, like, the mixtape game, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for, like, a 50, if it wasn't for, like, for Mike Jones in particular, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. who I was, a fan of how he marketed and promoted his music, you know what I'm saying, and 50 as well as branding himself. Like, I got that blueprint from them two in particular. I mean, it was even a point in time where I was like, I remember I had a Nextel, and I had that blowout plan, so I just get on my number, like, on the Nextel. So that was, like, I adopted that from Mike Jones, and then, like, the whole mixtape thing. It was like, yo, I'm going to take that and do it on the R&B tip. So I was, like, really the first, like, soul singer, R&B singer, what have you, like, really doing mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I know it's something that even Trey Songz started to do. It was successful for him. There's a lot of different mm-hmm. artists, like, you know what I'm saying, that you know, I sat back humbly and it's like, wow, like, it's crazy now. It's like, that's the norm. Like, you can't even put out an album now without putting out a tape to promote and let people know what you're doing and what to expect. Like, and I'm definitely, you know, I say it humbly, but I'm that dude that was doing it first, you know what I'm saying? And it became a point in my life or whatever, my career, I kind of got bored with it, and I saw a lot of other people doing it, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went through that phase. I was like, you know, reinvent myself and, like, trying to do something different and whatever. And I still drop tapes, but I try to do it where it's unique. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to drop a tape, if I'm going to put any body of work out to the public, whether it's free or for purchase, like, it's got to be a complete body of work to me, something that people can just vibe to. Destination Loveland is my most recent tape I dropped on Valentine's Day. And it was a big success digitally. You know, through DadPiff downloading and you know, all the other live mixtapes.
That's narrated by Snoop, right?
Yeah, Blitz.fm, exactly. Me and Snoop, we got together early this year, we actually have a whole album recorded right now.
Wow.
You know what I mean? In limbo, not in a bad place, but in a great limbo. We just deciding on a home for it. And, you know, definitely on his, you know what I'm saying, he's found himself, you know what I'm saying, he's doing the Snoop Lion thing right now.
He's doing that Snoop Lion thing now.
So he in tune with the spirituality and the whole tip, you know what I'm saying? So he's on that kick right now. But we definitely, and I plan to put out my album as well. I think he wants to drop an album. I'm going to drop an album, and then we're going to figure out what we're going to do as far as, like, our album. And it's also some talks of a film as well. But the project that we did, man, we did it over a couple of weeks, like, you know, just like over the net, and the album, like, is really a dope body of work. Like, it could come out now, it could come out 5 years from now, like, it's dope.
And it still be dope,
so,
right.
Yeah, so, and I think nobody would expect, like, you know what I'm saying, us two to come together to be able to do that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to it and just making sure that it has the proper and the best look possible,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, because that would be incredible. And no one was going to expect anything like a collaboration between you and Snoop or any R&B singer like that. Like, no one has done it with Snoop yet, so that's going to be really dope. And I agree with you, too. Like, nowadays, when you're an artist that's on the grind or, you know, on the circuit and things, if you want to get signed to the majors, you already have to almost have already a pre-package going on. You already have to have your buzz and your marketing plan in place in order to even get looked at, because labels no longer, they no longer, you know, groom an artist. Those days are dead. It's over for that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and then you got to weigh the fact if you ever want to be there. Like, I mean, everything's downsized, and you don't need a major now to be successful in this business. And, you know what I'm saying, to make money and, to, you know, be a star. So, you know, you can kind of thrive that. You can make that happen on the internet and create that swell. You know what I mean? But you can't forget about the streets either, the hand-to-hand. There are a group of people out there, believe it or not, that are not on the computers, that are not, you know, downloading music. You know, they still want to have a hard copy CD or what have you.
Right.
So I'm still trying to balance that out between the two. You know, I definitely probably was one of the last of Mohicans as far as, like, signing a deal, the type of deal that I had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was no 360 deals when I did my deal. You know what I mean? I was probably one of the last few artists, mainstream R&B artists, you know, soulful, what have you, that got signed and had success and was consistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I put out 3 albums in 5 years, you know, 3 Grammy nominations between 2005 and 2010, you know what I mean? So it's 5 years, you know, the Love Experience, Love Behind the Melody, and, you know, the Love and War masterpiece. And really, technically, although I've been eager to put out my new album, whatever, and feeling like, man, it's been like 2 years, it's been too long, I need to get some new music out. Well, how are you? Like, I'm actually right on schedule because I've actually technically put out an album every 2 years since 2005, you know, so we wrapping up A Place Called Loveland. I'm excited about, you know, coming back out and what the feedback's going to be, you know, my relationship now. I have a new management team. Tevin Lyles is on board.
Okay.
You know, we
excellent.
Did a partnership. Yeah, we did a partnership recently. I'm excited about that. He's excited about my project, you know, and And then it's you know, being in circles, great other artists as well. You know, we manage Trey Songz and Estelle and D'Angelo's now on board. And, you know, I mean, so it's dope. It's definitely a dope little family to be part of. You know what I mean? And learning so much already. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just excited about that.
Yeah. Also, I feel I saw you. I live in NYC, but I happened to catch you a few years ago at the Nokia Theater. I think you are just one of the most excellent showmen in the business. Like, you put on a show from the beginning to the end. It's the crowd is involved. Like, you can't take your eyes off of you. When I went to see you, this was the time when you had the artist on the stage painting while you were performing, and then at the end of the show, the guy comes out with the cape. I felt like that was the reach back to the era, you know, like a salute to the people that brought it before you, like James Brown with the crown and the cape. I was like, this guy is killing it, you know? So with your showmanship, you would have to say, like, that's really an important part of being an artist, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's everything, you know what I'm saying? Like my show is everything to me. Like, it's one thing to go in there and be able to create the records, and even at a point, I'm in a point in my career where I can go find hit records, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a team of writers, you know, I'm not in a space where I feel like I have to write every song now, you know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of great songs out there with nobody to sing them, but definitely the performance part of it is a major factor for me. Like, I'm very competitive, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and, but more importantly, though, I enjoy what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thoroughly enjoy performing. I just had a 3-day run last week or two. I performed at the prestigious Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. It was the first time that I had the opportunity to open it up for the event they had opening, and I did part of the tribute to Marvin Gaye. They did a tribute to Marvin Gaye because that's where he was discovered. So myself, James Ingram, George Duke was the MD for the house band, and it's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of great people.
You know, Smokey Robinson, they started the Motown Review there. Barry Gordy was there. like, it was great, you know what I mean? I had an opportunity to perform, got, like, a standing ovation, like, Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson came back stage to meet me. Like, that was crazy. Like, that was crazy, but performing.
How did you feel there, when they came back and said, well, we just wanted to meet you? What did you think?
I mean, it's just like the OGs, like, saluting me, you know what I'm saying? They so humble with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, them guys don't want for nothing. I mean, they gave, you know, 20-minute speeches, and it really boiled down to, you know, humility and really to them it was about the music, and still is about mm-hmm. the songs and the music and, you know, the history and what, and the dues that they paid for us. You know, they played the Howard Theater because at that time they couldn't play, you know, certain venues or white venues, and, you know, coming through the South. And when they touched down in D.C. and to be able to play this venue and get the love and support they did, you know what I mean? It just was for them. It was just it was a whole never thing because the building's been open since like 1918. You know what I mean? So it was dope to just do my own, you know, do a show there. And you know, I did there. I did Baltimore. I did New York as well. Last weekend, BB King's. That was crazy. Sold out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was sold out.
Yeah.
I was late on buying that ticket. Like, ow. And I was trying to find someone. I was like, anybody, please, if you got a ticket, let me know. But I missed out on that show. But the next time you're in NYC, I'm going to be front and center. Definitely.
And I got to acknowledge all the beautiful ladies that came out from the tri-state area and, you know, and willingly, you know, put their household on the line, leave their panties on stage. It was about, you know,
yeah, you get a lot of those on stage, I know.
Now it's, New York went in. The count is now at like 15. Like,
it's like it's Teddy Pendergrass up there.
New York holds the crown right now. Just know that, like, they hold the title. It's like, and that's a large number of lingerie to be thrown on stage in one night. You know what I mean? So I don't,
that's,
man,
cool.
I don't know where it's gonna happen next, but New York holds the crown.
When you started being an artist, I mean, was this your vision? Did you see it? Did you know, like, this is my goal? This is where I am going to be? Like, did you claim it like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my philosophy about life now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's to the point, you know what I'm saying? I believe in the power of the mind. You know what I'm saying? I believe in the power of the bread. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I believe, you know, it's a higher author to all of this. You know what I'm saying? And I believe in saying, you know, I believe in the saying, you got to be careful what you wish for, too. So I try to be careful about the things I want and claim, you know what I mean? Because in order to do some things, you know, you can have some things you never had, you got to do some things you never done. You know what I mean? So you have to kind of weigh that out. But all in all, like, you know, I'm very blessed to be able to have the career that I have, to have the loyal fan base I have, you know, the talent that I'm, you know, able to maintain it, you know what I'm saying? And be able to make a living from it at the end of the day, and
right.
That's what it's all about. I mean, I figured out a long time ago as an artist I make message music, so it's all about what I want my message to be. You know what I'm saying? And how I want to touch people with the power of sound and word.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs that was on the Love Experience was Where I Need to Be, like Where I Stand. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And it was really, it was like a really fast, it was really dope because at the time I remember I was going through something like, okay, where is this going? Where do we stand here? You know? And that song played a big part in like me like moving forward and like, I really got to get this done. This song is giving me the message. I always feel like certain things come on to give you a message or a signal about life and what direction to go. So I really believe that. So that was one of the whole album, all the albums are actually, I can't even pinpoint which one is my favorite. They're all fantastic. Before I let you go, though, there is something that we ask all our guests on the show. We ask them what's their three favorite producers. For you, I could say hip-hop or R&B because you're both, you know. So your three favorite hip-hop or producers or R&B producers, your three favorite MCs, and your three favorite groups.
Man, it's crazy. This is going to be hard.
Yeah, all the artists say that. Like, oh,
producers,
God.
My producers would probably definitely one. I definitely got put in there. Scott Storch.
All right.
Kenny Dope Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Who produced like 9 songs on the last album, you know, Guess Who Love You More, Desire, Marathon, Bulletproof.
Ooh.
You know, a gang of songs on the last album, Garden of Love. Just like, you know, he's a producer. He's a great producer. He understands sound and instruments sonically, you know what I'm saying? Even to the point of, like, if he's not playing, bringing in musicians and stat, he just understands, you know what I'm saying? So definitely I would say Kenny Dope Gonzalez, Scott Storch, and
right.
I haven't had an opportunity to work with him yet, but I mean, that's that. I gotta say people that I work with, and Mark Batson, I would have to say, is you know, and he's one of those cats that's humble, but you read the credits and know, you know what I'm saying, and know what he's done, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be my three, you know what I'm saying, because, and these are people that I work with, and if I had to go above and beyond that, if I could throw in a couple of other names, I mean, of course you got Dr. Dre, you know what I'm saying, that Mark, you know, comes under that umbrella, and Scott also comes under that umbrella as well. They, you know what I'm saying, like Dr. Dre, I just haven't had the opportunity to work with him yet, you know what I'm saying, but I'm a fan. I look. Just to put that aside, let's take 3 people that I want to work with: Dr. Dre,
okay,
Timbaland,
mm-hmm,
and maybe like Quincy Jones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would like those three in particular. Those are producers that at some point in my career I would love to work with. And my top 3 right now that I had to go with because I've worked with them would be the ones I just gave. You know what I'm saying? And then as far as You said hip. What was the other categories?
It'll be your top 3 MCs, or since you also sing, your top. Let's do both. 3 MCs, top 3 singers.
Man, you're killing me.
I know.
I had to throw the Roots in there as one entity. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
so then we'll leave that for groups, because you also have to name your 3 favorite groups. So we can leave that for groups.
Okay, so but you can't count out Black Thought as an MC. Like,
no.
You know, the dope MC out probably quietly.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
He might be one of the best, like quietly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm like humbly, you know what I'm saying?
Humbly, yep.
Yeah.
He is, to me as well. I agree with that.
Nas.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely would say Nas. Trying to think who else. Man, it's hard. Right?
One more.
Dead or living, dead or alive.
Doesn't matter. All up to you.
Yeah, Nas. This is interesting. I'm like talking to you and I'm watching the VH1 Awards at the same time.
I know, me too. But
crazy,
still.
Right?
But.
It's so much I want.
Nas and. It could be anybody. Like, just rock him, let's say. I don't know.
Man, you're killing me right now because you just pulled my Kim out of your hat. That's how you say it.
I'm sorry. But
I'll say generation. I'll say in my generation, Nas, Jay. I got to throw Jay in there.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's so much great hip hop out right now.
Yeah,
you know,
it really
my
is.
Generation, I still go with Nas, Jay-Z, Biggie, and Tupac. I don't care. I'm good. That's
okay.
I mean,
all right, and then your top 3 groups.
And then you have like artists like Kendrick Lamar that are new that are coming out.
Yeah.
You got my artist Phil Ide, that's crazy. You got it's so many dope artists out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you named your 3. So what about groups? Are we gonna go with the Roots or are you just gonna be like, I already said Black Thought?
Groups, I would say the Roots.
Definitely.
Prince and the Revolution.
Nice.
All right. So Brutes, Prince of Revolution, and the Beatles.
Wow. I'm digging that pick. I'm digging that big time. The Beatles. Nice. So I want to thank you for coming on to the show tonight. And before I let you go once again, could you just tell the people what's coming up next and where to find you?
Man. Okay, so this is the Raheem Devon Movement. You know, I brand the Love Life campaign. That's my thing everywhere. Every Sunday, you can tune into the Raheem Devon Show. That's at bliss.fm, BLIS.FM.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in there. The show is from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. What else? I got going so much. A Place Called Loveland.
Right.
The fourth album. It will be coming out soon. It's going to be super dope. I have a gang of mixtapes I'm about to come out. Hemi Taught You Too. A lot of my mixtapes, you can always get those at datpiff.com. You know, I have previous mixtapes there as well.
That's
cool. And you can also get them at bliss.fm, you know, as well. But I got Hemi Taught You Too coming. I got Nights Before Loveland. I think I'm gonna drop that before the album comes out. And you know, I got A Place Called Loveland. I'm just working, I'm just grinding, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on. I got my own brand now, 368 Music Group. If you follow people out there that love hip hop, follow my artist Phil Ade on Twitter. That's PHILADE_RF. Phil Ade.
Okay.
He's on tour with Rocky Fresh right now, and he's got about 5 mixtapes out, all available on Dat Piff as well. And we just work, and everything's a work in progress.
Excellent.
I feel like I'm forgetting something, but, you know.
Well, I'm sure with everything that you're doing, there's got to be a bevy of things that you've probably forgotten. But everyone, please keep supporting Raheem Devon. I know I don't have to tell the ladies, they're always going to support you no matter what. But the men are supporting you, too, because if a brother drops anything from you in the stereo, you know it's about to be on that night.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
It's going down.
So thanks again for coming on the show. And we're going to get into some of your music next.
No problem. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to tell everybody, download Destination Loveland. It's my most recent project. If you want to get a feel for where I'm at musically with it right now, it's a free album I put out to the internet just virally. Burn it for your friends, play it at your wine tastings, the holidays are coming up, all that good stuff.
Right. That's right.
Grab that at bliss.fm. It's for free. You can download it and enjoy it.
It's free. All right. Thanks a lot, Raheem.
All right.
You made my soul.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. Nay, that was a damn good interview there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean it was really dope. You know, I was excited to get him, you know, to come onto the show, and he's really a humble cat, you know, so shout out to him for that really dope in-depth interview. He really went in, and you know, he seems to be, to me, like how all artists really should be, like in everything that comes your way, like support people in their cause and what they do. And you know, he's a perfect example of how I wish all artists will be, you know. And so far I think, like, you know, all the things that we've done, we've met those type of artists, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty humbled by that one. So, it was definitely dope. It was definitely dope.
He was dope. Not even that, you know, the talent. The nigga's mad talented. You know, the music is retarded. It's retarded. Yeah. And he's definitely underrated, you know? So, shout out to him. And, you know... You know, see, that's what we try to do here at Six Man Radio. I mean, we try to give light to the artists that really need that light. I mean, shit, we ain't High 97 or nothing like that, but goddamn it, we making noise.
Exactly, you know.
About it.
We are definitely making noise, you know.
Word up. So salute to him, man. Word up in the whole movement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Nate, man.
Oh, you know.
What
before we get into some, you know, I definitely want to say two of our guests, Drez and Jerobi, they just dropped their album. You know, they got that group called Evertan. It dropped yesterday. So it's called The Speed of Life. Y'all got to go get that. It is really dope. I mean, but it's just the fact that Jerobi from Tribe Called Quest, you know, is on there should make y'all want to see, like, word, because, you know, on the Tribe, you didn't even know Jerobi, you know, so nobody even realizes how dope Jerobi actually is, and I'm glad that Drez really made that happen with him, you know. I mean, he gets busy.
Yeah,
and they've been dropping these really dope videos, so definitely go check that out, Evertan, The Speed of Life, and they're going to bless us with an interview coming up, you know, in a few weeks, so y'all definitely look out for that. They're going to come on the show to talk about that, Speed of Life. So, shout out to them. Shout out to DJ Sprite. And I think Black Sheep's about to go to Australia with Dos Effects. So,
That's crazy. And it's funny you say that, because next week on the show, we got Crazy Drazy from Dos Effects.
That's right.
So, y'all make sure y'all tune into that next week.
Yeah, man.
Man, radio. You already
That's
know.
That's going to be dope. That's going to be dope. Yeah, definitely.
And on that note, you know what? That's a perfect segue. Perfect segue to get into some hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Let's do it. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call me Peace Shake. I'm a number runner. And I just want to let you know I'm getting that Arab money. I'm getting that Chinese money. I'm getting that motherfucking British Columbia money. Nigga, basically what I'm saying, your dollar ain't shit. You feel me? And bullshit ain't nothing but chewed up grass. And that's a big black ball that come out of a cow's ass. So the next time you see that anointed bitch that you know, bend her, spin her, and go up in her and let her know, bitch, there is no dinner. These are the reasons and these are the numbers that I got for you. And it's 13, 20, 27, 38, 25, 27. 13, 20, 27, 38.
I'm gonna go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with 27 niggas with them 38s. I'm gonna go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with 27 niggas with them 38s.
See, there was a situation with a couple niggas I was peeping the way they was moving, analyzing the shit they was doing in the club, grilling and screwing their faces up. Front like they chilling and moving a couple paces up, playing me close, but I'm saying we most. Leave me in a spot celebrating something and probably making a toast. Party till we probably shaking the coast and hardly ever start a problem unless you got it. I'm saying we supposed to be enjoying ourselves, nigga. Cause we entrepreneurs and guap connoisseurs employing ourselves, nigga. Exploiting my wealth with the company and people till a hater came and got the anointing himself to be the one to come in and. And had a couple dudes to support him, acting all extra like he had the thing on him. Then after we finished beating on him, now he know we ain't playing. That's when he walked away saying,
I'ma go and get my 25 over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with 27 niggas with them
38s.
I'ma go and get my
25
over on
27.
Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with 27 niggas with them
38s.
Shit, it's really bugged to me how some of these niggas, they be coming and setting they self up till you hear them and getting they self up in these altercations they don't really be needing. Till it's too late when they realize that a body part is bleeding. Instead of being out enjoying the people, they be acting all tough, yapping and bluffing. Instead of being peaceful, these partially thugs be spreading like cancer, fronting like gangsters until you bust their hair. Now they looking like dancers while they leaning and they rocking with it after. They could have avoided beef. This shit is annoying, G. Cause now you got the bouncer stopping the door, killing nobody else who's getting in. Cause we mopping the floor with you. Instead, you could have came to party and BS and vetted the front and bag you a chick while you're sipping on something. But instead, you chose to do something that made us lump your shit up a plane. And what the fuck is he saying?
I'ma go and get my
25 over on
27. Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with 27 niggas with them
38s.
I'ma go and get my
25 over on
27. Be back in
13
minutes or even
20.
Be back with 27 niggas with them
38s.
Smoking the chalice with open sensei. I be designing fashion like Marvin Gaye. Yes, I keep it.
slowly. Let's make it go. The now dangerous, M-Def the flavorous. Big hip, lick your lips, shoot the savor it. So refreshing, no regression, host the session. Pro black, pro progressive, so effective. The ninth wonder is a little bro collector. Black Dante, Mr. Fonte, cold perfection. Warm soul on glow, now the neck on froze. Keep your step. Absolutely. Let's make it go. The now dangerous, M-Def the flavorish. Big hip, lick your lips, shoot the savor it. So refreshing, no regression, host the session. Pro black, pro progressive, so effective. The ninth wonder is a little bro collector. Black Dante, Mr. Fonte, cold perfection. Warm soul on glow, now the neck on froze. Keep your step on go, quad check these toes. Fuck around and get it how it get, man. K-Smack attack harder than your pimp fan. I'm speaker box Equinox like Coltrane. Killer K flow, man. Meaning in the dope game. Hairy gorilla combat, no role game. And I make the ass drop like I'm Soul Train. I got soul, man. Heart and brains to match. I'm with the little bro. What's fucking with that? I put my town on the map like a star. Without the car. And I'll ride clean, and my thing gleam. And you know exactly how I mean. Night's wonderful, so beautiful, so unusual, so plain. On your brain and your body and your soul, all my hopes will reach
you. You don't know about me, you don't know my life. You don't know everything I go through to write. You don't know my plight, you don't know my fight. And still, motherfuckers wanna steal my light. That's right, I'm right back with a price that's sick. I don't win another level, raise prices quick. You know, Big Doe told me always rap with a chip. I'ma do you one better, son, I strive with a dip. That's borderline great, the best in all states. 50 plus some dumb niggas time. You hun, you can't hear me, I speak clearly. So my two sisters hear me, and Ronnie share me sincerely. I carry heavy burdens on my back, son. Seen a lot of pain in my heart, stay trapped. Brothers on the grind trying to get that scratch. But them pages get turned and your plans get scrapped. We back to the hustle where they fighting over scraps. And your face get played cause you trying to watch your back. My man, seen many niggas go like that. This here, real life, ain't no rewinding it back.
Let it go, better let it go. Just let it go, let it go. They better let it go, they better let it go. Let me talk to them, check it out. It seems like the more I achieve, the more they expect. Cause it ain't nothing that precedes like success. And though you might expect niggas to lose their calls or drop the ball, that nigga K ain't like the rest. I'm built a little bit different, my specs is more rigid. Fine taste of medicine, a fine black specimen of Afro-engineering. Without no interference to get it short, I'm more than just your average rap nigga. Or whatever you wanna call it music. I call it my life performance. Call them fans, I call them my life supporters. Whether they can or they sneaking through, these are the people that I'm speaking to. I speak to you, and this is the year that I'm gonna shive on my rivals. Nigga, pull out the feeding tube. Cause y'all porch monkeys that shake spears and make a killing. My words worth a million. Fonte and LB the last temptation. Give a fuck if my shit is played on every station. So y'all rap niggas can't follow me up. You can't bottle me up. Shit, I'm a well of inspiration, nigga. Let it go, let it go. Better let it go. Just let it go, pull it back. Let it go, and let it flow like.
Woo! Woo!
Jeez, Nick. We got semi-automatics, and we got them revolvers. We them niggas you should get at. You got a problem when them hollow kids hit them. Man, that's just something. We got them loopers and rumors and them ones and they hold the stand. Got that 9mm, got that 10mm, got that little deuce deuce and they hold the stand. Got that old trade bound, got that new 4-pound. They been used once or twice and they hold the stand. Wa-da-da-day, I'm the reason them things in my hood go bang. Got that trade deuce, I call that my nigga behave. 16 gauge, case you niggas wanna get crazy. When that start off. Body parts, they fall off. You get hit in the leg, man, you can't even crawl off. And that AK just automatically straight. Everybody out this bitch could get hit with a straight. I got silence and scopes, Military issue, pistols, holler at me. Whatever you need, homie, I could get you 16 rubber grips, hollow tips, extra clips. You don't want your shit to jam, better buy a cleaning kit. Teflon, Teflon, need it wrap around your chest. Pop off, they pop back, and you get left a bloody mess. Mac 11, Mac 10, time for some action. Dump a clip out this bitch, see how niggas act then. Got guns and ammo, they all for sale. Clips included, use possible for your bail.
We got the semi-automatics, and we got the revolvers. Yeah. The niggas you should get at. If you got a problem with them hollow tips, hit them. Man, that's just something. We got them Lucas and Rubens and M1s, and they all for sale. Got that.
I'm a hustler, hustler, a gangster, gangster. I'm a rapper's rapper, your favorite, ain't I? God made me, y'all hate me, y'all atheists, y'all atheists at risk. It's the return of the Messiah, one and only hope. No, I ain't God, but I've been made in this mold. So when the story is told, let it be said, I refuse to fold, I only fold bread. Stood for the best, I owe no debt. I represent the hood with my dying breath. I took a pay cut to become an exec, so the next motherfucker can earn his paycheck. And even though these niggas talk greasy about me,
Yo, he ghosts and shit.
Yo, it's the body in the trunk, son, so what's it gonna be? The nigga laying dead,
cause he came for me. There was a body in the trunk, son, so what's it gonna be? The nigga laying dead cause he came for me. Yo, you know Nori, type of nigga, stay real truck. I ain't the type to fight a nigga, just blaze you up. What the fuck, all y'all niggas wanna say what? Why y'all halfway dug, sound a halfway butt? If you ain't wait, walk the bus, then shut the fuck up. Niggas is snakes, in other words, just like dicks. Y'all sell rap, you can sell crack on crates. It's like a Stockton shot, won't look when it drop. Yo, I hate to have to sit my niggas all in your spot. Like Swiss off, you can rain all in your car. What's the bus, plug the engine, with bananas. Even if they lose our sight, we still got cameras. We play the game like the movie, smoke Lucy. Big on, but my favorite song still juicy.
Cold caption, son don't even know what's happening. Before the second thought, make you feel the wrath of my clapping. Fire flashing, two holes up in your head matching. Dope scene in the corner, itch from eight scar scratching. We make the nutter butter, the creamy shit from the gutter. Paranoid these niggas, flip and make they heartbeat flutter. You the sucker, lace you up with a box cutter. Your mother lover of a son like you ain't even his brother. Pussy nigga, flip up to the max with you nigga. Pose a violent threat, immediately black on you nigga. Ski masking, fuck whatever question you asking. Bust the rhyme and all be one to twin connect, reattaching. Hold your corner, violate and cross the border. Try to catch my jewel, fine with your tape recorder. Fuck is wrong with you, don't you know we fall to the end. Battlefield shit. Flip mode, squad to get in. Bust the rhyme, so what? No, we ain't no more. Flip mode,
Yeah. Six Man Radio. Yo. The home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's Bad C, Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co host, Nadine Michelle.
That's me.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, man. Another good show, y'all.
Yeah, really dope show. Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to see y'all niggas next week. We got, Crazy Drazy from Dos Effects on next
week.
Yes,
indeed.
That's, man.
He's got some stuff coming up, so yeah, hopefully he'll touch on that and just the whole Dos Effects thing, you know. What they're doing. You know, they're doing their thing, definitely, you know.
Yeah. Off the hook. Y'all make sure y'all definitely check them out, what they got going on there. Once again, shout out to Raheem the Bomb. You know, that was a real dope interview that you had with him, you know. Wow, y'all.
He's really doing a lot of things, and he's got some great music out and some great ventures coming up with Kevin Lyles, and he's also, you know, managing his own artist. So he's got a lot of things coming up, so you ladies already know. For you fellas who don't know, you drop some Raheem Devon in tonight and watch what happens.
Yeah, it's serious. It's not a game, bruh. It's not a game, bruh.
It's just not.
Trust me, I wouldn't even co-sign, man. I wouldn't even do it, man. But it's real. It's real.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, it was once again a very good show. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank everybody that take time out of their day, you know, to check us out, whether it be live or if they check us out later on the archive, you know, you can check us out on our site. You can check out all the archives on sixmanradio.site40.net.
Right.
Once again, nigga, that's the number six, then man, then radio, all one word, and then dot site. 40.net.
That's right.
Yeah,
you can check out all our shows there.
Yeah, all of them. All them shit.
Like us on Facebook, Six Band Radio.
Love us on Facebook.
Love us.
Love us.
Write something, whatever you want, you know. Yeah, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
Twitter.
What's your Twitter?
What's your handle on Twitter? My handle is Sugar 9, SUGA, the number 9. That's me. What about you, Steve? What's your handle?
Well, my handle on there is Nicholas. Not Nicholas, Nicholas Cage with an underscore, but the underscore is a foot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, there it is. Y'all follow us there.
Yeah.
Oh, and also check out, we got tons of other shows that air during the week.
Poetic Design on Tuesdays.
PD Radio, you already know. And we got Tello Radio.
That's right.
You know, they on Wednesdays with Princess Jazzy. And Thursday, we got Woodshot with Coke. And then Friday, we got MCMI Radio.
That's right.
And then every other Sunday, we got you with Bodega Fresh.
That's right. So check us out.
Check
we're
us
killing
out.
Killing it. Still moving strong.
We're
claiming it. We're killing it.
We're killing it. Yeah. I guess.
I'm claiming it.
We're killing it.
Right. Gunshot a lick.
All right. Yeah, all right. So, once again, we're going to see y'all next week, Six Man Radio. Next week is going to be a dope show. We're going to have Crazy Drazy from Dos Effects. You already know. We're going to find out where the idea for the Iggity Diggity and, you know, that all of that, where all of that originated from, where that came from. So, y'all make sure y'all check that out. And see y'all next week. You already know, man.
That's right.
Look it up. Yo, let's get into... Yo, there's so many places we can go right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm scrolling through. I'm looking. Hold on, nigga. I'm looking, nigga. But, you know what?
Oh, what? What are we going to get into?
Words to mother, I'm dangerous, crazy heavier than a bag of fucking angel dust. When I bust my gap, motherfuckers take dirt naps. I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at?
Can't wait to wait on my rhymes, the green hornet at times I lean on it. Y'all just dream on it, I'm coast on it throughout the metro. Politics, baby, the globe is my area. Yeah, the most said villain in America. Toss the trigger I used to hit the seven spot. Now I'm convincing these dudes to get their never stuck. That nigga doing too much, that nigga said enough. Sick of competitors, having respect for this bitch. My marriage is all physical, he the devil plus. I gotta settle in black metal to metal with these brothers on that bullshit pop. What could be better, bitch? I'm rocking the flag, the green, black, and red in it. You on that Confederate boy, you look at Merrill Lynch. Y'all ain't fucking with a brother, hard, been on success. I'm living evidence. See, it's really all about conviction in this fast and ancient. We got to chase the dreams. I'm trying to be the champion with the race. What the fuck? Waste of time on a confirmation prize. Something undetectable to y'all, naked eyes. Still, it's probably more real than y'all recognize. I specialize in raw, car, nigga, this rhyme. And that astonishes y'all. The full enforcement, this vibe with a blade. Gonna touch it to a different side of the game. The guerrilla warfare, making a change like Carter. I want the church taking off here. Sip my morning coffee, kiss my baby girl. Tell my lady she don't want, tell her save the world. Jump in my hot rod wheel, looking super thrill. Rocking a long black cape like the Duke of Earl. The essence of a movement, no some smoke shit. Thanks to Jews mixed in with some Stanley Cooper stick. Cinema savvy, pinning a nasty masterpiece. Black. I'm that nice, son. From Michelangelo, I'm Michael Elvis Tyson. Slicing like a Viking girl, I'm white lightning. I'm calling it the ball with a slight kick in my mind. It's tight frightening. The flow is part Mozart and part Malcolm. Play the game theory, you already know the outcome. Another victory, we making history. I'm stronger than the walls in the penitentiary.
Everybody rap nowadays. The difference is I get paid for it. Slides got my face on it. Taking pictures with some bitches, selling paparazzi tees. My arrogance got me walking with a mean swagger. Hooks and punchlines, I make your team shatter. Between women and weed, I only fuck with dimes. And both habits don't affect my money or my mind. I'm always on the grind, can't afford to fall behind.
Can you rap, ass niggas?
Can't eclipse my shine.
Y'all
don't stay winning. I'm a problem behind bars like Mike Tomlin. You need a 16, I'm the man for the job. Been nice since Mike got his first no job. You never get the best of me. If I was Alex the best, y'all would bet your whole career would be
hey,
a Sean
Dilla. Get on the mic and clash like titans. Strike like lightning. And what's quite frightening is the fact that there'll never be another quite like in scratch rap. My category's insight writing, cause the sound of my voice could incite riots in my teasering style and bikes fighting. Yes, that nigga got flows, and he do got hoes. Whether they outdoors or inside hires, Fonte's the man to do it. Y'all spineless, wild. My shit is timeless, like Jam and Lewis. Only because you need it, and dog best believe that you the livest nigga walking. Only because I'm seated. Heavyweight rhyme shit, y'all about to see it. Have the crowd stretched out like a Sealy posturpedic. My nigga crisis beat knocking, rock the speakers. The law of competition is obsolete as Fonte, nigga.
Everybody wanna see some focus. I say to everybody, be chill, cause I know this. I wrote this for a show down south in the land where your ass you can.
Six Man Radio.